This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across the country as well as across the Caribbean and around the world too via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too, keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working on a third watch, thanks for all that you're doing. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and check out our brand new website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
I just found something that'll give you a chuckle before we get into what we were going to talk about. Michelle Obama just gave her take on the debate. She said that the former First Lady says that Trump's debate performance was delivered to throw Joe Biden off his game. Well, hello, that's what it's supposed to do. Gee whiz, what a, we're dealing with children here, I think. All right, we need to finish the conversation about Comey, and we kind of let that hang a little bit. So,
let me say this. Between the Comey hearing and then the letter that, which is really kind of a cover letter that D&I Ratcliffe sent over to the judiciary, to Lindsey Graham about Hillary and she approving the plot on Russiagate. Okay.
Yep.
Hillary, she's evil, but I don't think that she would be able, she's got the smarts enough to concoct all of this. So the whole Russiagate, Russia collusion thing had to come from somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And I suggest that we probably need to do some work on who we think actually, you know, was the orchestrator of this plot. Was it Sidney Blumenthal?
Yes.
Was it John Podesta?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Strobe Talbot?
Mm-hmm.
And by the time they kind of put all this together, she approved the plot because she was the candidate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And here's the other interesting thing, and this is what's kind of burning in my belly. We have the Julian Assange component, because, we heard that the DNC was hacked.
Yeah.
But the FBI went to the DNC and said, hey, we want to see your login files. And the DNC and the Hillary campaign both denied that access. They called in a company called, which was named CrowdStrike.
Mm-hmm.
And CrowdStrike said they really found nothing. and that was probably true. But who hired CrowdStrike? Oh, that would be Mark Elias. Who's Mark Elias? Mark Elias is the top attorney at Perkins Coie.
Correct.
Who's Perkins Coie? They're the law firm that hires Fusion GPS.
Yep.
And who else did Perkins Coie do work for? The law firm did work for the Hillary campaign, the DNC, and Obama. Oh, but wait a second. When Kamala Harris was running for president, who was the attorney for her campaign? Mark Elias. So I'm here to tell you that there's more to all of this than we can possibly be, you know, the moving parts, you know, put all together.
Right.
But the premise of this, of a lot of the things that we've been told in the media, now are becoming very, very untrue. So now, we're going to have to kind of unwind some things.
Right. Now, quickly, we did have an arrest made yesterday in the shootings of the two Los Angeles police officers. And the way they did this, I know they had a reward out there for information, but they caught a carjacker, in a chase, and he threw a weapon out the window, and they recovered the weapon, and lo and behold, ballistics recognized the fact that this was the gun that shot the cops.
Correct.
So they got the right gun.
The prosecutors are recommending bail to be set at $6.15 million.
Wow.
And if he is charged, because remember, if he's convicted as charged, he could face a maximum life sentence in state prison. Because remember, the state of California does not have the death sentence. I don't know if he's killed anybody because the two officers fortunately survived. But, he's from Compton. He actually allegedly had stolen that vehicle and shot that driver in the leg too.
Yeah.
So, this one's, he's apparently part of a street gang, a criminal street gang, although I do not know which one it is.
Well, remember we said to begin with, that looked like an initiation almost?
Could be.
Yeah. Okay.
It does happen.
Yeah, and that's what it looked like when you just walked up to the window and boom, 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 and away he went. It looked like it was a kid or a woman. So now we don't know it's a kid.
Yes. Jeez. Well, I wouldn't call him a kid.
Right. Well, he was not quite as tall as the car. How's that?
Well, true enough. But
all right.
Good police work.
Okay, yes, absolutely. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, Denise Simon and I will have more to chat about here. And, can't get away from the debate, but the mayor of Portland is in the news for things up there. And it looks like as if we're getting closer to the virus stimulus a la phase 2. We'll see what that means. Don't go nowhere. I'll be right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then I got a deal for you. You can go over to the website, balanceofnature.com. Take advantage of all the different wellness products they've got there. In particular, what I'm taking that's working very good for me are the fruits and veggie capsules. Now, for a limited time, you can save 35% of Balance of Nature on your order. Get your order together, save 35%, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or give them a call, 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com, and tell them the captain sent you. All righty, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning again.
Hello.
Just to get this out of the way, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says that they're getting closer to a stimulus aid package, phase two, if you will. He said he's hopeful. Now, the president came out and made a statement that just showed up here on the news that he's willing to go above the $1.5 trillion to get the deal done. The Democrats have come in with $2.2 trillion this time around. However, there is a big stumbling block in there. They want all the illegals to get $1,200 in the form of a stimulus check, all the illegals. And they want all deportations to stop until the first of the year. That's a deal breaker.
Well, McConnell has already said it's a deal breaker. Mnuchin was the one that actually went over to the House yesterday to kind of restart all this, and prior to he showing up is when Pelosi introduced the 2.2. Treasury is not going to go for it. The Senate Republicans are not going to go for it. And, you know, certainly because of things that are in it, but, which makes it too costly. But they're still in talks. At least they're in talks,
yeah.
Which in my opinion at this point kind of means nothing because, you know, Pelosi's just truly, you know, she's like concrete now. She ain't budging. But she's already put out the threat that if the talks fall apart, she's going to put the measure to a House vote. And then, you know, she'll do it to embarrass the Senate. See, the Senate's not going to, and the Republicans, the Senate won't do it. But I'm not sure she could get it through as a House vote, considering what's in it. So, you know, this is all, it's a political chess game with her, and not because she's doing the right thing, or not the right thing,
now,
or
did,
anything.
Did you see the judge in Nevada yesterday approved a total of $800 million in payouts from the MGM Resorts and their partners for the casino shooting victims? There's some 4,400 people that are relatives of the victims that are involved in this lawsuit. $800 million, and there's going to be another hearing to decide who gets the money first and what the maximum amount payout is going to be.
Right.
So, I know that was just a tragic event. We still or don't know all the facts to it because I believe the woman, the girlfriend, I think she, that's what we're calling her, the girlfriend, she still hasn't said a lot to anybody, and they're still very aggressively trying to get information from her.
Oh, I don't think they are at all. I think they've closed the case.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it was mentioned yesterday that her name had popped up again about it, the fact that, that she was trying to make a deal because her case is coming to court.
Yeah, because, you know, she aided and abetted.
Yep.
And they thought maybe they could drop, if they dropped some of the charges or all the charges, that she would cooperate more. I think she's probably given measuredly so, what she knew or did, whatever, but, as best I can see, there's nothing else that's going to come of that case. So, anyway, the other part of it is to, you know, for the judge to do the victims fund. So that's where they are.
Now, we've got 12 Democratic governors who have come out and vowed to count every vote cast, regardless of when they come in. That could be interesting.
Well, Trump wasn't, he's not very eloquent at trying to describe what is happening here, okay? If you've got a ballot that it wasn't put back in its, you know, secure envelope kind of thing that, you know, has the signature on it, do you count that?
Yeah.
Do you count a ballot that you got twice? Because now we have, I think it's 100,000 ballots coming out of Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah.
That, the voters' names, address, and IDs were wrong or sent to the wrong name and addresses. So now when I said, gee, we're really sorry, so we'll send you the ballots again. So you got the first 100,000 wrong, but we're going to reprint them and we're going to send out another 100,000. So they got 200,000 in trouble. Do you count all those?
Hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. We know that the census is going on right now, right?
No.
Well, here's what I've just popped up here on my screen. Just came off on Newsmax. Census takers, it says, we're being told to finish early to cut all the corners. So where are they doing the census yet?
Well, the census takers are cleaning up. And what that really says is the people that did not do it online or do the census and return it, those that we know that are unresponsive, that's when the census takers, you know, jump in the car and they drive out to that address. Now, the census was officially dated to stop today, if I remember correctly.
Uh-huh.
And Steve, not Steve, but what's his name? The Secretary of Interior, I guess, whatever his name is. Wilbur Ross.
Yeah.
He said, we're stopping it, period. Well, the judge came in and said, oh, no, 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 you're going to finish it. So we don't know where we are with that one.
Now, I got a question for you from Diane in Phoenix, and thank you, Diane, for chiming in. Appreciate your good comments about the show. She says she enjoys the program, and she particularly enjoys listening to our segment. She says, Captain, please, ask Denise, will debate number two be calmer? Oh, boy, I'm sorry for laughing.
Not likely so. Now, Chris Christie was, or is, Trump's debate partner, and he was actually kind of angry how it went sideways. I think that they will, based on all the reviews from all, you know, piece parts of the electorate out there, you know, the White House is looking at all those criticisms, and I think it'll be very different. Plus, it's also in a town hall format. Next time, which means there is no moderator.
The debate with the vice presidential candidates, that's a stand-up debate, like what we saw, right?
I think so. Was this one in Miami, I think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, yes, to answer her question, I think it's going to be very different. They're also looking at some structural changes to how the debate is administered, and there is now discussion to have a technical person after a question is asked, whoever it's asked to, the other person's microphone is cut. I don't know that they'll necessarily do that, but that is a consideration.
Yeah, and the other thing is that Mike Pence is going to be more civil, and Kamala Harris, not sure about her. We know what she did with Biden. She went after Biden pretty tough. I'm going to guess she's going to try to go after Pence and try to set him off his game. I think she's going to be the Trump version of the
Well, the one person that really just never liked Pence and has gone after Pence in a big way is Peter Buttigieg. So, now, given that Kamala is debating Pence, you can bet that Buttigieg has gone over to the Kamala office and said, these are what you need to do in order to debate Pence. So you can bet that he's involved in that one.
I don't know if I got enough questions. What's Denise's opinion regarding the potential for the Democrats stuffing the ballot boxes with mail-in ballots?
Outrageous.
Yeah,
I
totally agree. That's a totally uncontrollable situation at the moment. Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same channel. Have yourself a great day.
Sure.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, from FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Don't forget to go over there, check out all the great articles that she writes, and you'll find out what it is that's going on in the great world in which we live. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Okay, coming back, Military Veterans News segment. Don't go anywhere.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The yeas are 84, the nays are 10, the bill is passed.
Just hours before funding was to run out, the Senate has aligned with the House. approving a measure that will keep the government running through December 11th. The bill now heads to President Trump for his signature. Over in the House, a new round of coronavirus aid has been postponed to allow more talks with the Trump administration on a more bipartisan plan. Earlier, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell expressed frustration that the package has been stalled again.
I've made it clear, and my colleagues have as well, that we would like to see another rescue package. We actually had a vote on one that included, by the way, coverage for pre-existing conditions just a few weeks ago. Every single Democrat prevented us from moving forward with that bill.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for a military and veterans news segment brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy can be found online by going to NAA.edu. Now, they've got two locations. We're going to tell you where they're at right after they get a chance to tell you about themselves. And Charlie is going to do just that right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, as many of you know, the National Aviation Academy has their two campuses to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, and the other one down here in my backyard in Clearwater, Florida, right across the bay from me in Tampa. Now, the National Aviation Academy, for over 75 years, has been teaching people how to be aviation maintenance techs. A lot of things go involved into being an aviation maintenance tech. For example, computers, communications, engine maintenance, wiring, that sort of thing, and all the different technical capabilities that go into the modern jets that they put out there, plus learning about the older aircraft, too. It is a lucrative career. You can make a lot of money, and you certainly have job security for many years to come. So what I suggest to everybody is that you take the tour of one of the facilities. You either take the tour at Concord, Mass., or you take the tour in Clearwater, Florida. Now, to do that, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, and over in Iraq, in Beirut, the United States Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has warned Iraqi leaders that the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad would close and all the diplomats will be removed unless Iraq reins in the attacks on the by the Iranian proxy militias on American military diplomatic sites as well. The embassy, of course, is located inside Baghdad's green zone, and they keep lobbing rockets in there. Now, just this week, did it again. He killed six civilians. And we've told them again, we have made the point before that the actions of lawless Iranian-backed militias remain the single biggest deterrent to stability in Iraq. Now, the Secretary of State goes on to say, it is unacceptable for Iranian-backed groups to launch rockets at our embassy, attack American and other diplomats, and threaten law and order in Iraq. These specific militias, Iranian-backed militias that were mentioned, are the single biggest deterrent to the United States ensuring financial support for Iraq. And all kidding put aside, they've got to get this under control. They've absolutely got to get this under control. Or they've already been told, that's it, the embassy's going to shut down, that's going to be the end of it. Now, a bipartisan congressional task force is now recommending the extension of the nuclear arms treaty between the United States and Russia that's set to expire this coming February. We'll see where that goes. And the U.S. Navy's top officer reportedly felt ill while on a run last month and underwent heart surgery soon after. We just found out about that from the Wall Street Journal. The chief of naval operations. And the Marine Corps' KC-130J and F-35B collided into each other at roughly 4 p.m. Standard Time, Pacific Standard Time, yesterday, while attempting an aerial refueling, causing the F-35B to crash. That's been confirmed by the Marine Corps. The pilot did get out. And the B-52 Stratofortress experiment that's been going on over there in Europe. One of our aircraft experienced an emergency over England late last week. Just finding out about that, a B-52 Stratofortress experienced an in-flight emergency in England during a training mission Friday, had to return to base and abort their mission. Also, the largest U.S. naval installation in Japan has reported two new coronavirus cases on Tuesday. Not all that terrible compared to what was going on. Things have dropped off, and they are doing better there. And Air Force's Central Command and its U.S. Navy counterpart recently teamed up for joint air operations in support of maritime surface warfares. The exercise was in the Persian Gulf, according to Naval Forces Central Command. And the Pentagon is saying a Kentucky-based senior non-commissioned officer is the eighth service member to die of COVID-19 complications. The Air Force, the Army Reserve confirmed that on Tuesday of this week. By the way, there was a report that some of the female military people were getting pregnant to avoid deployment. And that's since been dispelled because the numbers don't don't add up to jibe to make that jibe. An example of which is Jeanette Haney, who loved flying Cobra helicopters. And she's still flying them. Now, a California jury has awarded more than $2.5 million to a retired U.S. Navy admiral who said he developed mesothelioma as a result of exposure to asbestos during his service in a case against insulation maker Metalclad Insulation Corporation, though the award is likely to be sharply reduced in light of previous settlements with other parties. And we'll see where that goes. And again, in politics, Democrats have unveiled a $2.2 trillion coronavirus relief package. The Republicans have got their package at $1.5 trillion, so they're about $700 million apart. We'll see where this goes. Now, they're hinting that the billions of dollars in defense firms' money that they sought to defuse the economic impact of the pandemic are not coming in this because the Democrats have backed way off that, too. But yet they've added in that a $1,200 stimulus check for illegal immigrants, illegal aliens, and requesting that there be no deportations until after the first of the year. And that's a no result right there. It's not going to happen, I don't believe. Now, a bipartisan congressional report calls for the Defense Department to get a lot more serious about the race to acquire artificial intelligence and autonomous capabilities, modeling efforts to become dominant in these spheres after the Manhattan Project initiative to test and develop nuclear weapons back in the 1940s. That's how we got the nuclear bomb that we dropped over Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And we'll see where that goes. By the way, the missing Fort Bliss soldier that we've got, the Army is now offering a reward of up to $25,000 for credible information leading to the whereabouts of a soldier missing from Fort Bliss, Texas, according to the Army Criminal Investigation Command. We'll see if that spurs up some interest or activity. And following reports of a significant uptick in military suicides, about 20% increase so far this year, especially since the pandemic, the general in charge of the Army Training and Doctrine Command suggested that all soldiers be required to see a behavioral health professional at least once a year. That's not a bad idea. By the way, guided missile destroyer Stout reached a record 208 days on the sea back on September the 26th as part of a deployment to the U.S. 5th Fleet of Operations near the Middle East and North Africa. Congratulations to them. They now hold the record for being out on the sea the longest. All right, and I'm coming right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. He and I will be talking about all sorts of things, including the stimulus plan that may or may not happen. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at gcnlife.com. That's gcnlife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at gcnlife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And it is all about Donna Fiducia and company and everybody, and we thank her for doing that. And, you know, in the times in which we're living, if somebody needs to give you a break, I know somebody that will. With Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 cash when you replace your windshield. Now, all you got to do is tell them I sent you. Tell them the captain sent you. They'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty, $100 cash back at the time of the service. Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas, they are ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. So if the windshield's chipped or cracked, give it an inspection. You'll get $100 guaranteed when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. All you got to do is give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And tell them the captain sent you. You'll get that $100 cash in your pocket. That gives you $100 more than what you had. And I know Chris Markowski would take that deal, wouldn't you?
Oh, sure.
You might even get out there and throw a window up against your windshield to get the $100. All right, listen. Let's talk about something which is just absolutely... I mean, Joe Biden is a gaffe machine, agreed?
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
But he's also a lying machine, and he's out there, and he continues to just absolutely get away with this, and nobody's calling him on it except for people like me and people like you. But here's what he did. He hopped on that train and went for a train ride. Now, fact of the matter is Donald Trump had more people in Duluth, Minnesota last night, total, a lot more people than Joe had in all the stops he made in that train yesterday. One place he pulled into, he had 25 people. But here's the deal. Biden says, and President Trump's one goal is to take away your health care. Not a joke. He's going to take away your health care. The fact of the matter is, this is absolutely false. The president last week, I talked about it at length. I believe I talked about it with you. The American health care plan that he put out there is 12 pages long. The main thing that it does is it creates a competition for more insurance companies to get into the tiny slice of the American health care market, which was tiny. There was only one or two companies dealing, for example, with Medicare, with the seniors. Now there's going to be seven or eight total. And this is what's going to lower the cost of the, when you get competition in there, it lowers the cost because people start cutting the prices.
Well, that was going back to prior to Obamacare. Actually,
right.
You know, John McCain was actually talking about it in his campaign in allowing insurance in all forms to be sold across state lines so we could have more insurance companies. People failed to realize that there's actually more competition for insurance in countries like France than there is here in the United States. And that's a country that has socialized medicine, too. They also have private insurance also. We don't have that. We have all these little fiefdoms and states and insurance boards, and we don't allow that to happen. And whenever you bring competition into something, it's going to drive prices down. But, man, this has been going on. I mean, it was prior to basically somewhat socializing healthcare here in the United States. That's been the long time, tactic. Republicans are going to take away your Social Security. Republicans are going to take away your Medicare. Paul Ryan pushing grandma off a cliff, in a wheelchair. So this has been a familiar, tactic that's used. And again, any of the, senior citizen groups like AARP, they jump all over this as well. You know, the fact that, what I find fascinating, and I don't think Trump was doing a very good idea. Why in the world are we even talking about health care? That's what I would have said with Joe Biden. I have no health care plan. Why? I shouldn't have a health care plan because you guys should have had everything buttoned up and done because you had Obamacare. But that's obviously been a complete disaster. Most people out there, their people's insurance prices has continued to go through the roof.
Well, Biden keeps saying that they're going to get rid of health care. They're going to get rid of Obamacare. Obamacare's going to go. You won't be covered on pre-existing conditions and all that crap that's out there. Well, I got news for you, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to me and listen very closely. Mandated by law, all previous health conditions must be covered under any plan that's out there now, health insurance plan.
Well, I know that, and a lot of people think that that's just swell. I think it's not swell. I don't think that's good at all. Why in the world should someone be allowed to get insurance and pay a certain premium after they have already contracted something? That screws up the entire risk pool for everyone else. I have no problem for the government to help out and to aid people. You know, God forbid, you're born with a certain ailment or you have something and you have a pre-existing condition where you can't get insurance. Well, then, you have a high risk pool and the government can help subsidize that. But throwing everybody into the same, pool by doing that, it drives everybody's prices through the roof.
Well,
it's the same thing by saying that you can buy fire insurance on your house if your house is caught on fire. I mean, that's insanity. It's not insurance.
They got rid of the risk pool, so that's the other thing they did. By the way, what the hell's going on in New York? 100,000 absentee ballots were sent incorrectly or had the wrong address or wrong name. What's going on there?
I couldn't tell. We have so many nutty things going on here right now. It's beyond me. I don't know anything about, to that degree. I mean, we've heard the story here, what happened.
I just saw it.
You're going to trust, Albany to get anything done properly. You've got another thing coming. And where I live, it's old school here. Everybody goes to vote in person at the public library, at the schools. It's a day off from school here where we are, and that's just the way it's done.
Are they picking up your trash? Because I'm looking at the trash in New York City that's just stacked literally 6 feet high, about 10 feet wide down the sidewalk, and it hasn't been picked up.
I live 30 miles outside of the city. I might as well live maybe 30,000 miles. I mean, it's a different place where I am.
I was going to say, do you get the aroma over there?
No, not even close.
Well, that's amazing because in cutting the funding for New York City, which included the police funding, they also cut back on the trash pickups.
Well, they figured they cut costs there because restaurants aren't opening other businesses. One of the things that's really sad, it's a real shot at journalism. This is all the networks. This is Fox. This is CNN. This is them all. They are not covering how bad things are in New York. Most of the country they don't have any idea at all how horrible things are in the city right now. It's brutal. Whenever you see the city when they're, the broadcasting, they show, pictures of the skyline. And that's it. They don't go down on the ground. They don't show everything boarded up. They don't show the garbage in the streets. They don't show, the homeless, and vagrants everywhere and drug dealers roaming the streets, like San Francisco. They fail to do that. And that's shameful.
Well, I'm seeing it right now because Fox has been doing Fox has been doing a story on it, and I've been watching it, as you've been talking, and it's just amazing the things I've been looking at here. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's talking about the blight of America. I mean, again, this is pretty much not too long ago, pretty much the center of the universe in many respects. People would think of New York, in many ways, the way people might have thought of Rome, a couple thousand years ago. It's just not the case anymore.
All right. Well, mortgage-backed securities now are back on track for their worst September, in over 6 years. What's going on there?
Well, I have certain mortgage-backed securities. Again, this is what kind of got everybody into a whole lot of trouble, 13, 14 years ago. This is where you have mortgages that are packaged together and form securities. And when you package bad mortgages into those securities, you can run into all sorts of trouble. I would assume that some of these mortgage-backed securities you're talking about have a lot to do with retail and commercial real estate right now. Because that's really hurting.
Now, I don't know if you heard this or not, but Mnuchin and Pelosi have been talking, and suddenly the Republicans' Senate plan is $1.5 trillion, and the Democrats are saying, well, we want $2.2 trillion. They're not that far apart. But here's what's going to stop everything when it comes to the stimulus thing. Nancy wants the illegals to get $1,200 for being here. Illegals, get that. And no deportations until after January 2021.
So it's $1,200 for illegals. And then $500 for each dependent. $600 for unemployment again.
Mm-hmm.
Almost $500 billion to states that haven't handled their finances properly. And it looks like the Republicans are going to cave. So what does that tell you?
I don't know, but I don't think they're going to cave because I heard what's this race yesterday. In the Senate, it was a no deal. But anyway,
I hope you're right.
Yeah, I got to run. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Chris Markowski, everybody. Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there, check him out. All the great things that he has to offer at the WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. And I will be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.